from originating station VK4WIA. This is Q News with today's highlights from the Sunshine State.
Welcome to Q News from VK4WIA. I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. One area of the radio hobby that gets little mention these days is that of listening. We used to affectionately call these enthusiasts as shortwave listeners, or SWLs. These days, more of the radio traffic is conducted at UHF and microwave frequencies, and so people who monitor these areas are usually dubbed as scanner enthusiasts. The thing is that the majority of radio enthusiasts would have spent, or still spend, more time listening. Applying these listening skills can lead to radio sport, fox hunting, and contesting. With access to digital modes and simple SDR devices becoming more plentiful, there are people whose interests run to monitoring shipping and aircraft data transmissions. The strange audio results in specific information on the logging computer screen. A post from the Southgate Amateur Radio Club News this week reported that Malaysian authorities have sought the help of radio amateurs in listening out or reporting reception of signals from the missing Boeing aircraft. This is undoubtedly very important, as the reports of data reception have come from single satellites. On the same principle as the GPS calculates where it is by triangulating signals from three satellites, reception reports allow better calculations of flight path. If anyone has reception reports of a missing plane, please email emergency@Malaysian Amateur Radio Emergency Service Society. The URL is in the text edition. This is where we can apply our skills gained through the hobby of amateur radio. SWLing is vital in cases like the loss of flight MH370. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. From Castledine in North Brisbane, it is transmitted on 7.130 MHz, following the national WIA News 9 AM Sundays. I'm Paul, VK4, Bravo Golf Tango.
Hi, it's Ray from the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club Incorporated. Last weekend was the John Moyle Field Day, and the club set up a station, VK4 India Zulu, at the Murrumbog Scout Camp near Petrie, with dipoles on 160, 80, 40 and 20 metres, and single band beams on 20, 15 and 10 metres. Kev VK4UH loaned the club his mobile trailer tower, which supported the 20 metre beam some 10 metres in the air, and John VK4YJV another tower about 8 metres in the air, which supported the 10 and 15 metre beams. The weather was kind to us, and club members made more than 850 contacts in all bands using both voice and CW. Club President Peter VK4EA cooked one of his famous lamb roasts in the camp ovens that was thoroughly enjoyed by all that were there on Saturday night. While it's not possible to name all the club members who assisted with the weekend, the club wishes to thank all those who assisted in the preparation, setting up, operations of the equipment, cleaning up and the unloading of the caravan last Monday night at the clubhouse. And to John VK4BZ, he of the raspy throat, and James, VK4TJF, the 20-metre king, for their organisation for the weekend, many thanks for a job well done. Last month, the club was gifted a huge range of test gear by a non-amateur who has just passed away. I'll have more of this story in next week's news. Well, that's it for this week. 7-3 for now. It's Ray, VK4 Charlie Fox, for the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club.
Q News. We've reported. You decide.